I wanted to ask Pastor Anton Liu to come and bring us a message. Pastor Anton will be retiring at the end of February. My hero. But he'll be retiring at the end of February, and I wanted to have him come and speak at least one more time before he does that. So, Pastor Anton, please come and bring us God's message.
Thank you so much. What a joy to be with you. I was mentioning to the Chinese-speaking group, since I have only less than 10 times left, I'm going to preach nothing but important things. Let others speak the less important things. Well, you know I'm joking. But I was in the process of making some reflections, at least on being a Christian, and thought of some important things, and today's message is one of those. I do believe, and at least one of the verses will be coincidental with Pastor Terry's, but that's okay because they are so beautiful. So rich. 新年快乐. Those who can speak Chinese, repeat after me. 新年快乐. That means Happy New Year. I want to have one Bible verse to add to that blessing. Psalms 65 verse 11. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. That's my hope, my wish for you for this coming year. It's so nice that we're celebrating New Year's Day on a Sunday. And I want to make this celebration even more and bigger by introducing some important Bible teachings regarding blessedness. How can we get more blessings from the Lord? Jared, does this work? Forgive me for a few seconds. Okay, we're going to proceed. I'll let Jared help me. I'm going to use this title, Change Your Perspective, Change Your Life. And some of the Bible verses I will be using include Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans 8, 28. Hebrews 11, 1. Proverbs 23, 7. I quote some things said by a very well-known psychologist. His name is Dr. Wayne Dyer. I'm sure some of you have seen his books. And he says in his book, change the way you look at things. Things you look at will change. You know, the first time I saw this statement, I pretty much blamed myself. I said, Anton, why don't you finish your book on that subject? You know, years ago, my elder brother told me I should finish a little book I was writing. And one of the important content is really Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And I believe Dr. Dyer studied that scripture, restated that biblical truth. If we change the way we look at things, things we look at will change. And in the scriptures, this particular truth was said many times over. Now this man is so big, he can hold the sun in his palms. Why can he do that? Because we're looking at a particular perspective. Suppose the sun is our problem. If we look at it from the right perspective, it will also shrink. She's got a big hand. You know, that person becomes so small with the right perspective. And even though all the photographers would know that one of the most important things in photography is the right perspective, but there are a lot to be learned in studying the Bible and the words of God. You know, we need to look at things from the perspective of the words of God, from a perspective of our faith. If we begin to do that, just like the photographer who took this picture, things will change. And I'm going to use that particular truth to our beginning words. Happy New Year. We want our new year and my new year to be more blessed than before. The only thing it takes is to apply the biblical truth to our lives, to make our problem smaller, make our blessings bigger. As people say, do not magnify your problems, magnify your God. It's so true. So I'm going to state the theme first. The secret to a more blessed life is to have a perspective of faith. And this is our goal. Every believer is going after this goal, develop a perspective of faith. There's another book I read years ago. I just remember the title and a few examples. The title was, All It Takes is a Little Perspective. How to Resolve Your Problem. In many cases, this statement is the answer to it. You know, we think all these little things are so big. You know, in our daily lives, more than half of the things we deal with are small things. There's another person, his name is Dr. Carlson. He had a book. The book is, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And they are all small stuff. When I first read that book, you know, it's a very small book, you know, with daily, short articles every day. I learned a lot. I began to apply some of those combined with some of these Bible passages to my lives. And they are very effective. That's the reason I said I'm going to share a few messages that's very important to me, especially in my personal lives. So think about it. Many things are so small. You want to resolve the problem, all it takes is the right perspective. Hebrews 11:1. We know this very famous chapter. Chapter 11 of Hebrews described many giants in our faith. The whole chapter is about that. It mentioned more than 35 people by name, and later, in later verses, mentioned many people by groups. So basically, it mentioned more than 50 people, more than that. Just a group of people who have faith. And some books were written for that subject. And years ago, I heard a pastor preach the whole series, Giant of Faith. The first verse is the conclusion of it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We can use a simpler language. If we have faith, if we see through the eyes of faith, and the things we hope for becomes reality, we can actually see it. We can actually touch it. Because we have faith. And those things were promised, special promised by God. This is really the reality. It's no longer just a promise. Through the eyes of faith, God's promise becomes reality. We can touch it by faith. We can hold it by faith. Faith is our reality. Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. We might use a simpler word, but not 100% correct. We are what we think. A Christian, the ones who are committed to Lord Jesus, we are what we think. In our mind, in our determination, we become that person. Or we have the characteristics of that person. Because of my mind, I can become maybe 10% of Jesus. You know, I'm so slow, so I can only quote 10%. And you might be 30%. We all try to grow in our spiritual life. We become more and more like Jesus. Some people of great faith might reach to a point that they are 70% like Jesus. If we think like Jesus, we'll at least partially become Jesus. That's what this means to me. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I've read these two verses hundreds of times. If you ask me, Anton, give me the most important verses in the Bible, these two will be in the top 10 for my life. Paul is writing to especially Gentile Christians. Paul indicated in the previous chapters that our God, because He so loved the Gentiles, He even temporarily paid less attention to the Jews. Use his servants to work on the Gentiles to bring the gospel and salvation to the Gentiles. And his grace is so great. It prompted Paul to give these teachings. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. The first verse is Paul's urge to the Gentiles who became believers. Therefore, dear brother and sister, I urge you, in view of God's mercies, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. We know in the Old Testament, sacrifices, they're usually offered animals. Those animals were killed. Their blood was shed. So offer dead animals. Paul is saying here, it's unlike those sacrifices. Dear brothers and sisters, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now this sacrifice is different from the Old Testament. They offer dead animals. We offer living bodies. When you have a living body, your living body goes here. You know what? My soul and spirit are also going here. My whole person is here. It's a very important concept. My dear brothers and sisters, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. That means, brothers and sisters, offer yourself to live for God. Your daily living for God's purpose. And that is holy and pleasing to God. And that is your spiritual worship. How to worship God. In addition to, you know, we study in the Bible and sing praises to God. The most important is really we live for God every day. Everything big and small. We just live for His purpose, for His value. And that is your spiritual worship. Once you did that, we come to verse 2. Those of you who have decided to do so, to become a living sacrifice, I bring my living person to Jesus. I tell Jesus, Lord, this is my desire. I want to live for you. Then I'll make some decisions. I decide not to conform any longer to the pattern of this world. If you determined you want to live for Christ, you're going to begin to reject the patterns of this world. And next step. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. On the contrary, not only I do not follow the patterns of the world, I will be transformed by the renewing of mind. My inside is transformed. In the New Testament, this word, this particular transform, was used only 3 times. This comes from that word, metamorphosis. You know those little worms, they went through this transformation. So the caterpillar transformed into a butterfly. The nature of the life changed. The ability of life changed. The perspective of his life changed. I'm a person who wants to live for Christ, and my life will be transformed. Transformed from this earthly form to the heavenly form. The Bible says, do not just think about the things on earth. Think about the things in heaven, because that's where you belong. And that's where your country is. You are a citizen of heaven. You need to spend more time think about things of heaven. Once you have your mind renewed, changed, you begin to think differently. You begin to see things differently. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Once your inside is transformed, now you become a heaven-bound person. You can see not only things on earth, you can see things in heaven, in His kingdom. You'll be able to look at, to examine carefully what God is doing, even what He's doing in your lives. You'll be able to recognize those things that happen are following His will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Transform your mind. You'll change the way you think. You'll change the way you look at things. The things you look at will change. You'll find out everything that happened to you, good or bad, big or small, they'll follow God's good, pleasing, and perfect will. Our job is to learn to think that way. That's called spiritual transformation or spiritual growth. What can we see through a view of faith or perspective of faith? I only put a few here for example. You can think of a lot more. Now these, to me, are enough to convince me. I need to think things God's way, to look at things God's way, because that's the way I get more blessed. What can we see? First, we see that everything is under God's control. Romans 1:20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities and His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Everything is under His control. He is in charge of everything. Even though something happened to me, I don't feel good. But I know this. He is in control. Secondly, help me with the next slide, please. Jared, could you help me with the next one? Okay, I'm going to proceed before Jared got to that. Okay, the second thing we see is that God's plan for us is to bless us. I'm making some statement using the Bible verses. And that, those are the things we ought to see as believers. God's plan for us is to bless us. I quoted Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." God's plan, from the very beginning, even before we are created, is to bless us. And He told the Israelites who came back from slavery through Jeremiah, "My plan is to bless you, even though you suffered a lot. In the end, you're going to see my blessing." And that is what we say to one another here. God's plan for you is to bless you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. Bless you now, bless you tomorrow, bless you forever. That's what we see. Next thing we see, God causes all things to work together for our good. In other words, God wants to bless you with everything. Everything that happened to you. That be the tool God uses to bless you. Romans 8:28. "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Next thing we see, suffering is part of God's blessing. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish the work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Everything, good or bad, especially those that cause you suffering, are ways God wants to bless us. Because He wants to bless us with things that's more important than external things, than material things. That is, this person. You know, God values this person a lot more than what we have. Sometimes the effective tool is suffering and trials. Those things will develop our character, including our perseverance. So we develop a very mature character, useful to Jesus. You know, our natural life have many undesirable things for Jesus. And He wants to use the tools that's effective for us to be made a lot more desirable for the kingdom. So after that, we will become mature, not lacking anything. That is, this life becomes a mature believer. Next one, through the eyes of faith, we see the real important things in life. As I quoted from the other book, most of the stuff in our lives are small things. Don't waste your life on them. Apostle Paul teaches in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16 through 18, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, but inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. We fix our eyes on the more important things, that is eternal, the spiritual life, the value in God's kingdom. We need to invest our lives on those things more than the daily small things. I'm re-quoting the statement in order to make this statement in the bottom. My change or my transformation causes my world to change because internally I have been changed by God's Word and God's Spirit. I became transformed. My ability, my sphere, my life changed. When I look at things in my surroundings, they are also changed. And that's our purpose. How can we develop a perspective of faith? This is like a typical Anton, you know, a former engineer. Everything has a big summary. So let me state quickly about the processes. How to develop a perspective of faith. First, we are willing to live for Christ. Second, we know God's plan and value system. Of course, we need to study the Bible. Otherwise, we won't know. Three, we accept God's plan and value system. God wants us to be patient. You say, I agree. I want to be patient. Four, we're saturated by God's Word and meditate on God's Word daily. That's very important because God's Word and Spirit are the power behind our transformation. And we allow God's Spirit to minister to us. God send me. God transform me. Let me know and I will obey. And we do a few times. People call it a do loop. These things we need to repeat. To a point, our inside began to change. We begin to change the way we think. That means our mind has been renewed. We're going to think more and more like Jesus. More and more like what the Bible says. And we begin to change the way we see things. So we develop a new perspective of faith. We begin to see things through the eyes of faith more and more. Then miracle happens. Things we see will change. That means the same thing, our response will be different. Our experience will be different. So we begin to experience events in a new way. Previously, something we feel bad, we don't like. Now our response will change. We can begin to see the positive side of this thing. So the negative things begin to become our blessings. And as a maturing Christian, we do this loop more and more. Whenever we have something happen to us, we begin to think about the Scripture. What does it say about it? We ask the Holy Spirit to change our way of thinking. So the Word and Spirit working on us, we be transformed miraculously. That's God's work. So transformation becomes a habit. That means our transformation has been achieved. We experience God's blessings in everything. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, we as believers have very important promises from God. If we are willing to live for Him, He will respond to our desire for our mind to be transformed, to be changed. We begin to be able to see from the viewpoint of Jesus. We call that a perspective of faith. When we become like that more and more, we'll be blessed more and more. Thank you. God bless you. Let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you for this opportunity to gather here to celebrate New Year. Thank you, God, for us to be part of the New Year. We ask that we'll be more like you, we'll be grow, and like a mature believer. And we ask that you transform us so everything will become our blessing. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.